Some people see gold as a safe investment. When the economy tanks, they scramble to buy it. That sends the price higher. In August, gold prices hit $2,000 an ounce for the first time ever. That means investors aren't just buying gold. They're also exploring for places to mine it. And the search for gold is bringing prospectors back to an old mining haven, the Black Hills.
There is a saying in the exploration business that the odds are best in the shadow of the headframe. This saying is...
A promotional video explains where there's been a successful mine, there could be more gold. Dakota Territory Resource Corporation is one of the companies that wants to look for gold. And South Dakota has the gold standard of gold mines, the Homestake in lead. It produced more than 41 million ounces before it closed 20 years ago. The nearby Wharf mine is still active and generated 84,000 ounces last year. Now the search is on for the next big find. At least six companies are planning to drill, already drilling, or trying to open a new gold mine in the Black Hills. Many of them consider the region a mining-friendly area. After all, the mining history is long.
We've been using the Black Hills as recreation lands and coexisting with mineral exploration and mining for over 140 years.
That's Rob Bergman. He's a co-founder of F3 Gold in Minneapolis. The company wants to do exploratory drilling near Pactola Reservoir. But F3 faces opposition primarily from the Black Hills Clean Water Alliance. It says exploration could lead to a mine, and a mine could pollute Pactola and Rapid Creek. Rapid City gets water from both. Carla Marshall lives in Rapid City and is part of the Clean Water Alliance.
The mining companies come in and they just pollute and get up and leave, contaminate the water, and then they just leave.
Two decades ago, the company that owned the Gilt Edge mine near Lead did exactly that. It went bankrupt and left millions of gallons of polluted water in pits. The state and federal government are stuck with a cleanup that's cost more than $120 million so far. But that was a full-scale mining operation, far different from exploratory drilling. Dan Driscoll is a retired hydrologist. He spent decades studying water in the Black Hills. He says there are risks with drilling, but they're small in comparison with mining.
You know, you basically drill the well, the rock cuttings are removed from the well, and whether or not, you know, there's any particular quantities of water that could be produced from one of these test holes, again, they're basically just closed, and the potential effect on groundwater is really quite minimal, in my opinion.
The president of F3 Gold, Rob Bergman, says only a small percentage of drilling projects ever lead to a mine. That often takes years. And the company does not have permission to drill yet. It's waiting for an environmental assessment of a proposal to drill on national forest land near Pactola. Dakota Territory Resource Corporation wants to drill on privately owned land in the Lead area. The company's leaders formerly worked for Homestake. Other companies have exploration projects underway. A small Canadian company called Mineral Mountain Resources is already drilling on private land near Rochford. A bigger Canadian mining company, Agnico Eagle, is drilling at the old Gilt Edge mine. If the company likes what it finds, it might seek a permit to re-mine the site. And Wharf Resources is drilling near the Wharf mine, hoping to extend the mine's life. A company called VMC is trying to start a mine near the rim of Spearfish Canyon. A local property owners group opposes it. Cindy Knapp is the group's president. She says they're doing their own studies.
We were extremely concerned about the fallout in the canyon with the water contamination. We were so concerned that we hired an expert, a geologist. Geological engineering has his PhD, has been in this area for 30 years. We put our money behind it and hired an expert so that we could make an informed comments and take an informed stand.
A Lawrence County Planning and Zoning Board unanimously recommended denying a permit. The company could appeal to the full county commission that has the final say. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.